closing a door is tough. It's scary. Change is always scary, I think. But in some parts, these endings are necessary. I started a podcast mastermind group about 2 years ago in January 2022, and I've worked with dozens of students, teachers, probably hundreds actually at this point. I started by initially helping podcasters. It merged to business and then to a mastermind program and then an AI focus. And over the time, it's been good. I've been able to develop my personal skills, been able to work with other people. But I just never was able to go all in. And I remember people telling me, Mark, you're not charging enough. I was charging 25, then 50, then 100, then down to 80. And people said, Mark, in order for the mastermind model to work, in order for this group to work, you need to be charging a lot more. You need to be charging $300 or $500 or $1,000 a month, all these numbers. But I never really felt comfortable doing it because it was never where my full focus was. I was building an agency. I have an agency, a marketing agency that focuses on podcast and media production and automation. And that's where the bulk of my revenue and profit comes from. And the mastermind thing was always this kind of like second fiddle. It was always paying second fiddle to my attention and to my revenue. But I didn't want to let it go because I was helping people and I was making, you know, decent money. The profit margins were great. And it only took me, about a couple hours a week. I would host a session on Thursday mornings and that was it. But at the end of the day, that sort of commitment was only delivering a mediocre experience for people that were working with me. I remember a few months ago, I was speaking to a friend of mine. He owns a multi-million dollar insurance agency. And I was kind of talking about my business, my model, and where revenues were coming from. It's got this agency that's in the six figures. I've got this mastermind program that's five figures. And he said, you know what, Mark, those ideas feel like they're at odds. And you know what? They were. They are at odds. Because when you are putting attention at different places, you're not blooming the most beautiful, perfect flower possible. And I spoke about this concept, the concept of pruning, a few months ago on the podcast. I'd encourage you to go back and listen to that. But what pruning says is that if you're a gardener and you're trying to grow the most perfect flower, then you're going to need to cut the dead branches. You're going to need to cut the sick branches, and you're going to need to cut out branches that are not optimal. They just can't stand. And I feel like in order for me to reach the financial goals that I have, I need to prune. And this past week, I made the heart-wrenching, difficult decision to close down the mastermind program, the pro group that I've been working on and growing for the last 2.5 years, because I came to the realization that my attention was split and I was giving people a mediocre experience. And I don't want people to get a mediocre experience when they experience me. I want people to have a wow. I want people to be amazed. I want people to be shocked. I want people to say, wow, that was different. That was unique. I was talking to some of the members who had left the group doing kind of like exit interviews. And a few people had said, Mark, it was pretty good. And I really wanted to support you. I like you. I like what you're doing. And I want to support you. I don't want people to do business with me to support me. I want people to do business with me because I'm going to freaking rock their socks and I'm going to get them the result that they want. It's not good enough for people to spend money on me. It's not good enough for people to spend money on you just to support you. Like, that's great. That's what moms and dads are for. That's what family's for. But you're never going to grow a big agency. You're never going to grow a big revenue. You're never going to really attract people if you're not delivering a result. And over the past couple of years of running this group, I was very comfortable in selling these pro group sessions for $50. I think $50 a month for a weekly meetup is a fine price. But I just wasn't able to deliver that wow factor. I wasn't able to deliver the experience that my students and my customers need. So as a result, I said, you know what? Let's close this down. Let's trim this suboptimal flower. And what that is doing is it's enabling me to put my focus on the things that are actually driving revenue. It's focusing my attention on the podcast and marketing agency and automation agency that's going to change lives and going to change businesses. My team was excited to hear this. My clients were excited to hear this. And the funny thing is, even the students in my mastermind program were excited to hear this. They said, you know what, Mark, that makes sense. And it sounds like you're making the right choice. Person after person after person I talked to said, that makes sense. You know, because I got big dreams, baby. I got big dreams. And frankly, I think that you should too. I think you should too. And I think that's why you listen to a podcast like this. Most people are not listening to a podcast like this. They're not listening to something that's going to help pour into their psyche, into their business, into their strategy. But walking away from this quick podcast episode, I just wanted to say that when a door closes, another door opens. And that, my friends, is what I've been finding. And I would challenge you to look at what you're doing in your life. What are the branches that are sick? What are the branches that are dead? And what are the branches that are suboptimal? What are you spending time on from a financial perspective that really isn't optimizing what you do best? What is it? Because I think as entrepreneurs, we all have those types of pet projects. On this podcast, I've interviewed some of the most brilliant minds in the world. And one of the problems that comes along with that is someone will talk to me about the business model they're working on. I'm like, wow, that's brilliant. Wow, I want to do that. I want to do that. I want to do that. But at the end of the day, what should we do? We should focus on what we do best. And at the same time, I don't expect that I'm going to be working day in, day out on my marketing agency the next 10 years or 20 years or the rest of my life. But I'm going to grow a damn big business. We're going to go to 7 figures. I'm at 6 now. We're going to get to 7 figures. We're going to double revenue every year. And we're going to hit 7 figures. And when that happens, I get a chance to kind of step back and reflect. Do we go for 8 figures? Do we sell? Do we hire management and just kind of sit back and cash checks while I work on a new project? I don't know. But what I do know is that I'm going to focus on this agency. I'm going to focus on automating as much as I can. I'm going to focus on learning and leveraging AI to grow it, to be unique, to be different. And I'm excited about this next chapter. While it's kind of sad to close a door on a project that's been important to me and to, I think, the students I've been working with the past couple of years, I think it brings with it another level of excitement. So I encourage you, audit yourself. Look at what you're doing. What is suboptimal? And is it still what you should be doing? Think about it. If you've got a question on it, or if you want to share your thoughts, shoot me an email, mark@marksavantmedia.com. That's mark@marksavantmedia.com. I want to hear from you because that's what I do this for. It's for the emails, for the conversations that come. All right. So go crush your goals, trim out what's not optimal. I'll catch you in the next episode, people. See ya. Peace.